Alshon Jeffrey, of course, is out. Jay Cutler is getting better. Was able to do more today than he did yesterday. It's looking good. Shea McClellan has been cleared. Has been able to do everything also. So it's looking good for both of those guys. Beyond that, we have some guys with some bumps and bruises. One day closer. I'll take your question. Lovey, hopefully he's okay.
How are you doing all week?
Yeah.
He's kind of progressed.
He has progressed, which we wanted him to do. As I say, it's looking good. One more step to get him, evaluated by an independent neurologist. But besides that, he was able to do more today than he did yesterday. We have history together. We've seen it. And I'm going to say again, through the course of a year, there are a lot of good football teams. And sometimes you think you're going to play a certain way and you don't. You have some games that, you say, where did that come from? But we know how to bounce back. I've seen them do it. We're a good football team. We'll bounce back this week. I think you just have to be disciplined in your gap. Got to be ready to play, number one. Be disciplined, read your keys, and gang tackle. I mean, that's what it's about. Trying to get 11 guys to the ball as often as we can. No, I said he will need to be cleared by one before he can play.
Lovey, when does that evaluation take place at Jay?
You say when? It'll probably take place tomorrow.